We got onto the crock pot. We have a caller here, Mason. I'm kind of shocked by the question. Hi, Mason. How can we help you?
This is interesting.
Hey, I was just listening to you guys, and you mentioned a great product, that crock pot that you get an app for. But I thought of one thing that just doesn't make sense.
Okay.
All right. So you go to work for 8 hours. Normally everybody does. So you put your food in the crock pot, and like you talked about, hey, let's set this thing for 4 hours before we come home, and then the food will be ready. It'd be great.
Yeah.
But we've always been taught we don't leave our food out of the refrigerator or out on the counter for more than 2 hours, and bacteria and stuff
that's actually
start growing.
That's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
Is that going to cause a safety issue?
I think
maybe if you heat it up, it'll kill all the bacteria, but I'm not going to leave a chicken
yeah.
in the crock pot for 4 hours and then heat it up.
I wouldn't risk
before
it.
Before I come home.
You know what I think you could do, I bet, with that, those, like, smart crock pots? You could, like, have it cook on low all day, and then maybe, like, after 8 hours or so and you're on your way home, you could just switch it on to keep warm.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you're not – but I guess, yeah, that's a really good point. You don't want to have the food sitting out all day.
Yes, you don't want it sitting out, and you don't want to start it 4 hours before you come home. That's right.
Now, yeah. Mason, do you have a crock pot yourself?
Yeah, I got a crock pot, and I've seen the new ones also, but the crock pot I have is a little bit older. You just got to set it and be home.
And you know what's awesome about crock pots? They last forever.
Forever. Like 10-plus years. Well, what's your favorite dish to cook in that, Mason?
Chicken and dumplings is usually the main thing.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's an all-day event. You know, it's all about, you know, cooking that chicken and some cream of mushroom and letting it sit for hours. And then you finally get to the main stuff you put in there.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And it's nice, too, when you, like, you can leave for a bit and then you come home and it's the whole house smells like it. Oh, it's the best.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, from what I heard, you know, you said, hey, you know, 4 hours before I get home, I'll turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought about that food probably sitting the other 4 hours that you've been at work, and maybe you don't want to do that.
Yeah, no, that's like you said, we appreciate that point. You made a great point there. Thank you for calling with that.
That would be the one reason why I wouldn't want to use the app because of the bacteria
right.
now. That's really interesting. You know, before we had another call. Obviously, we've sparked a chord here with the crockpot talk. I got to make a mention. You know, I'm kind of new to the whole experience of it. And the other day, I fell asleep while I had some beans and chicken cooking, and it totally burnt.
Okay, you got to be careful with that.
So if you're gonna keep it on there for 4 hours. Make sure you're constantly checking it.
Yes.
For bacteria and for burning.
Well, thank you, Mason.
Thanks, Mason.
Thank you for sharing. Have a good one.
All right. Everybody stay safe this Christmas.
You too. Bye.
Happy holidays, my friend.
So Sue actually wants to chime in. You were just talking about the experience-based gifts. Sue has something she wants to share with it. Hey, Sue, how are you?
Yes. I'm doing well, and happy holidays and Merry Christmas.
Yes, thanks, Sue.
And you're welcome. Of course, we all know about Groupon, but then... there's also Eventbrite and Gold Star, and I've been a member with them for years, and they never bother you. You don't get spammed and all that and so on. And two, like I have friends in other states and cities and so on. I think everybody knows about it, but maybe not, that you don't always think to, to get a gift for the first. I mean, you can look up, of course, the different states and cities and make it, you know, get a gift certificate to some kind of program or show there or.
Sure.
They even have, like, I was looking for my friend in Ohio. They have this, I think it's maybe like a wine bar or something like that, and they have, like, painting
classes. That's what I'm
talking
about, Sue.
You got the right idea.
Really cool.
Sue, what are you going to get? What's your big holiday gift that you have, that you're excited to give away this year?
Well, I got some tickets for Stomp for...
Oh, all right.
I love Stomp.
And that's kind of an experience in itself, so you've got the right idea there.
So I have a great one, guys.
All right, thank you, Sue.
See, that's good. Like a Stomp kind of ticket-based idea.
That's cool. Yeah.
Because then you could bring them, and it's kind of like an experience and a date, and you can cook some crockpot stuff, and then by the time Stomp is over, you have food
you got
and
the
dinner
great meal.
Ready to go.
You know, I did the experience-based thing. My birthday's in March, and my brother's birthday's in March as well, and last year for the first time I took him to a concert for our birthdays. And it was this folk artist, Jose Gonzalez, and it was at the Rockefeller Chapel at the University of Chicago.
Oh, nice.
It was incredible. It, like, they didn't, they barely mic'd it either. It just, the sound carries so well in there. But I digress. That was an amazing, amazing experience. So the experience-based gifts are a strong idea.
Exactly, because who remembers, like, the T-shirts you got them when they were 14? But they will remember, like, you going to a concert and it being, the music filling the room.
Yeah.
Or going to see a show, like, at the Metro or in Chicago.
See, I usually default to the quick, easy, I mean, I don't know how you guys feel about gift cards. I like receiving them personally, but I know a lot of people are kind of like iffy about that. They don't like the gift card. It's, there's no thought to it. And I get that idea. I get the thought there.
That's the thing. It's all about the thought that counts. It's, so, Kev, what are some of the gifts that you've got going on this year? Well, what are you looking excited about?
My big thing I want, and I think I'm getting it. I don't know for sure, but I got turned on to the sound bars. Have you seen a sound bar before?
Sound bar.
Yeah,
that's that place down the street at that club that he
has
a jacuzzi in the middle of it, right?
That's Shy Bar.
Oh, okay. What's the sound bar?
It's like the newest carnation of like the surround sound system, and it's very mainstream. I'm sorry, not mainstream, but streamlined. You just plug it right into like if your TV has a headphone port or whatever, you plug it right in. It comes with a subwoofer, and it's just a little sleek bar, maybe 3 inches high,
mm-hmm.
and maybe about 35 inches wide. Sits right in front of your TV, super sleek looking, sounds great. I'm hoping I get one of those. I like those a lot.
Okay, okay.
That's a tech gift, you know. But I'll also happily take gift cards.
So you can buy the sound bar.
It sounds like Charlotte might have a good gift idea for
you. I'm so down to talk crockpots any time of the
day.
Hey,
Charlotte.
What's going on, Charlotte?
If you're looking for a gift from Michael, it sounds like you got a good idea. What do you got?
It's a series of cookbooks. I don't know who they're by. If I was home, I could tell you. But they're called Fix It and Forget It.
Ooh.
They have hundreds of crock pot recipes in there. A lot of them I've made. One of my very favorites is my husband and I like winter squash, like acorn and butternut.
Yeah, it's so good.
And never seem to have time to do them in the oven. Well, you can take these squash, rinse them off on the outside, put them in your crock pot on low, leave them in there like 8 hours, come home, peel it, and it peels super easy.
Wow.
Clean, the seeds and that out, and there you've got your squash all ready to eat.
That's a great tip. Thank you for that, Charlotte.
Charlotte, that is music to my ears. See, that's what I'm trying to do. Like, so I'm fairly new to crockpots. You know, a guy who kind of really turned me on to crockpots was John Hansen, who fills in station every once in a while. Now, he does something where and if any listeners have experience with this, please call me and tell me how this is even possible. He runs like 4 or 5 crockpots at a time. Now, to be at that
level,
that's a lot of food.
Is he feeding an army?
He is. I think he does like a crockpot festival.
Oh, okay. That's great. Like that. It's my kind of party.
By the way, Charlotte, it's by that book, Fix It and Forget It, is by Phyllis Good. So please, if you want to send it to me, I'm here at WGN Radio. It's 4:35.
He's accepting gifts, Avenue. Charlotte.
Michael.
Oh, she has more than one. There's, one for entertaining. I don't know how many there are. But I had each of my daughters and daughter-in-laws one last year for Christmas.
That's a great idea. Great tip. Thank you for that, Charlotte.
They're just great, great books, and a lot of the recipes are super easy.
Yeah.
Charlotte, let's have a party one of these days. You in?
Oh, sure.
Okay, great, great. Thank you so much for the call.
Have a good one. Bye-bye. You know, another thing, one more thing mm-hmm. with the crock pot. Every time of the time of the year that St. Patrick's Day rolls around,
mm-hmm.
I make my corned beef and cabbage right in there with some beer, pour a little Guinness in there. Oh, my God, it turns out great every time.
Oh, man, see, you're at the expert level, too. You
incorporate things. There is no expert. You push a button on, and then you're good to go.
If you're pouring beer into a crock pot, you're expert level.
Okay.
That's pretty solid.
I found pouring beer on most meats just makes it better.
That's the Sound Sessions way.
Yes.
Just anything with beer on it is great. In fact, any beer-related recipes, please send them to me.
Thank you, Roger. You are listening to Sound Sessions in for Matt Bubala on WGN Radio. My name is Kevin Richter.
And this is Michael Heidemann.
For those of you that are not in the know, I am the producer of the Bill and Wendy Show. Michael here produces the Business Lunch and the Morning Bell. So we are busy guys.
Opening bell.
I'm sorry. What did I say? The morning bell?
It's the same thing. There's a bell in it.
You understand where I'm coming from. So we were just talking, and boy, this seems to be a hit. crockpot talk. People like to talk about the crockpots. We were just talking about crockpots for some reason. And you mentioned, Michael, you like to make beans in the crockpot.
That's one of my favorite all-time dishes and one of the best things that I can cook in the crockpot.
Yeah. Texter from the 262. How do you make good beans in the slow cooker, Michael?
Well, 262, let me just sit you down and tell you how I make these good beans in the crockpot.
Do we need to write this down?
Yeah, you take notes, get a pen and paper ready, get your cookbooks out and mark this down as trademarked by Michael Heidemann.
Okay.
Now, when you're having this crockpot, I'm kind of new to it. Let me point that out to you. I just got my crockpot over from the Target. And
the Target.
And what my idea was, I wanted to up my cooking game. And this is the place that, because everyone kept talking about, oh, you got to get a crock pot, you got to get a stove, you got to get all these Blue Apron dishes and everything.
It's great.
All I wanted to do was just have beans and rice ready to go at all times.
All right.
So
I understand that. You got to get yourself a rice cooker, too, then.
See, that's what everyone keeps saying, is the rice cooker. Like, I've fallen in this rabbit hole of just cooking devices.
I know.
My kitchen is going to be full. But if 262, if you want to know how to make good beans, basically, all I do. Have you ever heard of bush beans?
Yeah.
Bush baked beans?
Yeah.
That's step number one.
Okay, so you get pre-made baked beans.
Yes. And listeners, feel free to call in and help me, or just if you want to give me some kudos for my awesome recipes, that's fine as well. But basically, you just take cooked baked beans and you add some vegetables. You put them in for about 3 hours.
Any vegetables?
Well, I like to do the diced, prepackaged, bag that you get from the store.
So you got your pre-cooked baked beans, mm-hmm. and then you got your pre-chopped vegetables.
Yeah, I live in a high-rise in Chicago. What am I supposed to do, go out to my garden and
saying that, but can carry on.
So all I wanted to do was just make these beans, so I do that, and then what I often have upped it to is I take prepackaged, sliced, and diced chicken.
Okay.
Add that to the beans. So now we're talking, we have chicken, beans, and vegetables.
All prepackaged,
all
pre-diced, pre-prepared.
Yeah.
You blend them all together.
No bacteria like our caller
before.
Yeah,
right.
It's all great. And the thing is, I have my brother and his girlfriend come up to my apartment, and I cook them this amazing meal, and they think that I got it from, the store. That's how great it is. That's why crockpots are the universal, love language. It's an amazing,
yeah, they're great.
Amazing thing to be a part
of. Now, we have one more caller here, and before we do that, we have to preface, after the commercial break here, we're going to have I Fight Dragons, Chicago chiptune band in studio. They're going to be playing some music for us. So we got to keep this brief here, but caller Jerry has a crockpot recipe for us. Does it involve all pre-cooked and pre-made items, Jerry?
Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. The one thing that I do, you get when you go do your grocery shopping, is you get your cut of beef that you're looking for, that you prefer to use. You take that, cut it up, grill it, whatever it is you want to do. Take that and all the juices, put it in a Ziploc bag, throw it in the freezer.
Okay.
Take that, your frozen vegetables. You can get those packets of, a marinade, gravy mix or whatever. You put that in the crock pot, and then if you need liquid, you throw a few ice cubes in it.
Oh, that's an interesting move.
At that point, that crock pot is almost like a little refrigerator. Everything that you put in there is frozen.
Right.
So it'll sit there for 3-4 hours, frozen already. It's not, you don't have to worry about it thawing or going bad or anything like that.
Okay.
So when you do turn it on, you're ready to rock and roll.
Excellent.
And all your meat is already, I don't like putting raw meat in the crock pot. I like grilling it, whatever, first. It just has a better taste to it.
Okay.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Good tip.
It makes sense. So when you're doing this, how often are you checking the crock pot, and are you stirring it as well?
No, because I'm usually, I'm gone.
You just let it go.
You start it up on low, and then you just leave it on low.
Jerry, that's
brilliant.
I like the move of the ice cube. That's a smart move.
Well, yeah, because it keeps everything cold, and once it turns on, hey, there's your water for your liquid.
Okay.
You just made the sound sessions list. That's awesome. Thank you, Jerry.
It's worked for me.
Well, happy holidays, my friend. Thanks for the recipe.
You have a great Christmas. Thank you.
Take care.